Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source, and it's time now for your morning update for this Monday, April 22nd, brought to you by Churchill Shoes. Churchill Shoes is saying goodbye. After over 75 years of catering to all of our footwear needs, Chuck says it's time to retire, and that means unbelievable savings for you. From now until the store closes at the end of May, stop in for the most incredible sale ever at Churchill Shoes. Huge store-wide savings on both men's and women's shoes. Your feet will never be happier than when they're wearing Sash shoes. You'll love them. But hurry, when the store inventory is gone, it's gone for good. 75 years is a long time, and May isn't that far away. Stop and save now at the going out of business sale at Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall from now until the end of May. And Chuck says thank you to all of his great customers throughout the years. We'll miss you, Chuck. Stop into Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall. And by the way, all shoes right now at Churchill Shoes are $50 off. Well, our weather today, cloudy skies, finally starting to look a little bit like spring. Our high today right around 67 degrees. Well, an ammonia leak Friday night at Simplot and Grand Forks shut down a section of Gateway Drive, and alerts were sent to people in the area to stay indoors. Fire crews arrived to find high ammonia levels outside the building, which had carried into a nearby residential neighborhood. They were able to shut down the leak and ventilate the building. Once the levels had significantly decreased, it was deemed safe to return. There were no injuries reported. Well, the Devil's Lake Outlets Management Advisory Committee voted to run the lake's east and west end outlets at maximum allowable capacity. As a result, the North Dakota Department of Water Resources anticipates starting to run the outlets beginning May 1st, provided forecasted temps will be above freezing and all preparation work is complete. Now, at maximum capacity, the Devil's Lake outlets can discharge a combined 600 cubic feet per second, with 250 cubic feet per second from the west end and 350 from the east end. Water quality and downstream channel capacity can also limit releases. Well, the East Grand Forks Council will take another look at establishing a special bow hunt to help reduce the number of deer in the greenway tomorrow. City has received numerous complaints from residents about the animals eating shrubs and gardens and causing accidents when they run into the road. If approved, the archery hunt would be held November 15th through the 24th. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency cleared the way Friday for a higher blend of ethanol to be sold nationwide for the third summer in a row, citing global conflicts that it says are putting pressure on the world's fuel supply. The agency announced an emergency waiver that will exempt gasoline blended with 15% ethanol from an existing summertime ban. Gasoline with 10% ethanol is already sold nationwide, but the higher blend has been prohibited in the summer because of concerns it could worsen smog during warm weather. Going to take a break. We'll have more news for you right after this. Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Aaron says Chris and his team did a spectacular job on the damage to my aunt's garage and siding. Kept us up to date on the progress, and the finished product was amazing. Thank you for your professionalism and hard work. Hey, get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273. Well, what may have seemed like a regular afternoon softball game was part of a dream come true for one Grand Forks girl yesterday. 8-year-old Everly Peterson had the opportunity to be part of the UND softball team lineup. The opportunity was part of an effort in honor of World Wish Month, which recognizes the first wish granted by Make-A-Wish back in April of 1980. Now, the opportunity started after Make-A-Wish reached out to the University of North Dakota, asking if the team wanted to get involved. According to the school's assistant director of marketing, Matt Vogel, along with Everly, the team also honored two kids on Saturday. Aaron Peterson's, Everly's mom, says Make-A-Wish has made a major impact in their family, which is why they were there in the afternoon. Everly has been battling a metabolic disorder since she was born, and mom says opportunities like yesterday help distract them from that battle. And finally, in sports, Twins got beat by Detroit 6-1 yesterday to lose the series 2-1. Twins host the White Sox tonight at 6:40. Maybe they can get back in the win column. White Sox are, well, let's face it, they're horrible this year. High school baseball today's schedule has East Grand Forks Sacred Heart on the road against Red Lake County. Girls softball today, East Grand Forks and Red Lake Falls. That game is at 5 o'clock. And speaking of UND softball, they swept NDSU over the weekend, 5-4 and 4-0. NBA playoffs, Minnesota Timberwolves win game one of the series against Phoenix, 120-95 on Saturday. Game two is tomorrow night. That game is at 6:30. And the NHL playoffs, Canucks, Jets, Rangers, Panthers, Bruins, and Hurricanes, all winners of game one in their series. Maple Leafs and Bruins and the Islanders and Hurricanes play game two of their series tonight. And that is your morning update, brought to you by EyeSight Drone Services. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? Hey, Naomi Bromke with TPUSA joins us at 11 o'clock today. We're going to be talking about a conference coming up this weekend that you might be interested in attending. Tune in to find out more and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. We're on all the apps. Pick your favorite. We'll probably be there. And we know the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.